crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
This is Mimi and Gracie, and you're listening to All the Geets on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Wow, I can't talk today.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back. This is our first show.
Yeah, and we have some trainees with us today.
We do.
Probably hear them later on air.
Yep, probably. And what was that that we just played?
That was Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
Very so sad, what, so.
What's our theme?
So it is fall, it is autumn this season, and what better place to be than New England in
true.
The fall? And
true.
So we decided that for our show, we're going to be playing songs that have the word fall in it. So get ready for some Kanye West, some Alicia Keys, but also some like basic like Glenn Hansard, like chill music. So
it's all over the board today.
It is all over the board today. So very exciting stuff. But how are you feeling about our show so far?
So far?
Yeah.
It's you know, starting off with Tom Petty is a bold move, but I think we all needed to hear him.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is really sad.
It's sad when people die.
No, it is sad because we made this playlist before we found out.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be last Thursday.
It was supposed to be last Thursday's show.
There's a complication with the studio, but.
But yeah, I was so surprised when I heard about the news. But
especially because did you see like for a little bit people were saying like, oh, he didn't die, like it's like fake news.
I did not see that.
Yeah, like I had a few people on my timeline posting like, oh, like don't listen to the rumors, Tom Petty is like alive, and I was like, so then I like, so then I was confused, and then I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that's sad. But yeah, I feel like this is gonna be a good semester. This is like the earliest we've ever had a show.
Yeah.
Like 10 a.m. We've gone 3 a.m. We've gone 1 a.m. We've gone 12 a.m. But now we've moved up in the world.
Yeah,
so.
To 10.
10.
So we probably have a whole different listener base. Like some people are going to be driving to work.
Yeah. Welcome to all the Geets, everybody.
Yeah. Hopefully you tune in every week.
Hopefully. So coming up next, we have Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Just Met. And here it is.
Are you not saying the artist's name on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Buzzcocks.
Life, some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart, some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their heart, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart some tears has got to fall, but I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in
mine. are here. And just like a guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to me. Up to greet me. A raindrops keep falling on my head.
So, and if you guys follow me on Instagram, or simply if you just listen to our radio show, you'll know that we're giving out tickets to Atlas Genius
this show.
So, there will be a chance to call in a couple minutes. If you do want to win them, they're for October 14th at the Once Ballroom, and it's a pair of tickets, so you could bring your best friend, your professor.
A guy you have a crush on.
Exactly. The opportunities are endless.
And so, these are free tickets.
Free tickets. And to be honest, who knows? Like, you could totally win them even if you just try to call in.
Just you don't even have to be like the first or the seventh caller. You just have to be like a caller.
And the best part is, even if you don't want to see them, you know, maybe you're not a fan of Atlas Genius,
but
sell them online.
Yeah. Somebody's birthday's coming up. You didn't want to buy him anything.
Exactly.
You also didn't want to show up to the party empty-handed.
Great.
We've all been there.
So yeah, we'll be having an opportunity to call in a couple minutes. So just stay tuned.
Have to come see you where teardrops fall.
A classic.
A classic.
So, Mimi.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about fall?
My favorite thing about fall? You know, that's a hard question.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the weather when you can just go out
mm-hmm.
and, like, sit in a sweater outside and, like, look at the trees.
Mm.
It's very nice.
Classic.
It is a classic time. Least favorite thing about fall?
Let me know.
Right now is organic chemistry.
Okay. Don't put that on fall, Mimi.
Okay. No, but fall has been, like, it's gotten actually a lot cooler since I came to Boston. Because I think in Colorado, like, we have leaf changes, but we have a lot of pine trees, which
right.
don't change color.
Sure.
So it's pretty exciting to be here and see that. Although, nothing's really been changing yet.
It's getting there.
Yeah? What's your favorite?
October is the time.
October is the time.
My favorite is, like, the aesthetic of a sweater but with a skirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, it's cold enough that your arms are cold, but, like, you can still have your legs out.
Yeah,
you know?
it's a golden look. Yeah,
it's about the clothing for me.
Very deep answer.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
but also, you know, other things, I'm sure, spending time with family, yada, yada.
Yeah, what is in the fall? I guess Halloween, Thanksgiving.
I love Halloween. Do you know what you're going to be yet?
No, do you?
Obviously, I know. I've been, like, searching Amazon
okay.
for my costume for the past few weeks, because I always do this where I'm like, I'm so excited about a costume, and I'm like, okay, I'll deal with this, and then, like, it's the day before Halloween, and I was like, I have nothing in my closet, and
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to be, so I'm, like, not doing that this year. I'm going to be Ariel. Because I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
And I've never done it.
For all our listeners out there who can't see Gracie, she has red hair.
I do have red hair.
So that actually would be great.
So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to do Mia from Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Nice. Are you going to wear a wig?
I am going to wear a wig.
I'm committing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's intense.
I know.
Very proud. I feel like you wanted to do this last year.
I did, but I didn't want to wear a wig, and everyone was like, Gracie, you got to commit. And
proud of you.
I'm committing.
I'm very proud of you. So before we continue, we do have to play a PSA for you guys. So here we go. Kids on Dads.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son, you need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere, and you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play, like, a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do, like, that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. I'm telling you, I love you. Chi-town, stand up. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. West side, we gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise, she's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out, her parents will look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, get I just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious, with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. Scene. We live in the American dream. The people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in a band, you still come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love they wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. I went to Jacob with 25,000 before I had a house, and I'd do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and park, wishing a Benz. I wanna act for all of it like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. West side, we gon' set this party off right. Chi-town, Chi-town, we gon' show them how we get down. Now Selena, you just like a safe belt, you saved my life.
Can't keep working like this. This grave shift is like a slave ship.
I keep on falling in and love with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. Sometimes I feel good. At times I feel used. Oh.
So that was All Falls Down by Kanye West and then Fallen by Alicia Keys.
Two great songs.
Oh, we have a caller. All right. Do you want to just put him on air?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Grace. I'm supposed to be at the WMFO training, but I got lost in the building, and now I'm downstairs at the door.
All right. That's fine. We'll come right down. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
Yep. Bye.
A new friend.
A new friend. That's exciting.
I thought it was someone calling into our show.
So did I. It's good.
Like, oh my God. Once we were so excited. We're like, we got a call, but we didn't know how to pick it up. And we're like, oh my gosh, a call. Somebody loves us, like is calling into our show. And then it was somebody who corrected us on one of our facts that we said about a band. So
it
that was.
Was
a bummer.
Yeah, it was a bummer. But we can actually go ahead and play our next song while somebody lets Grace in.
I will go let her in.
All right.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
That was Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley.
I love Elvis.
I love Elvis too.
He's like, okay, so if you had like, I don't know if you've thought about this before, but any three act like musical performance, like dead or alive, I think he would be like one of my three.
Yeah. Didn't you go to
Graceland?
Yeah.
I did. It was honestly very depressing, but he had like a sad end of his life, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like he gained a lot of weight, and he had like a pretty bad drug addiction. But like the beginning of his life was so nice. Like he was in the military, and he like was like in love with like his like I don't think they were young when they met, but like they like had a really nice marriage, and then you know he got divorced and like lost all the fame and everything. But
it's all good.
So it'd be young Elvis.
Young Elvis is great Elvis.
Young Elvis is great Elvis.
Yeah. So actually, do we want to start giving out the tickets after this next song?
Yeah, so very, very exciting opportunity for all you listeners out there. Yeah,
just as a reminder, I know, like, people probably know who Atlas Genius is, but, like, don't remember who they are. So I'm just going to go ahead and play you, like, a bit of one of their most popular songs. So this is Trojans. You've probably heard this song. It's like pretty popular.
It's pretty huge. How many plays on Spotify?
48 million. So
you've heard the song.
So you have a chance right now to win tickets to Atlas Genius for next Friday, October 14th.
And who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't? Absolutely no one, unless you're crazy. So during our next song, one of our callers, if you're the lucky caller, we'll be able to receive the tickets. So as soon as the song starts playing, call away. All right.
Will you have some?
a little worried no one was going to call in and claim our tickets, and we got multiple calls. So thank you for everyone who participated in this fun contest, but we have a winner.
We do have a winner, Erica. So she was able to win the tickets.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Although, I mean, no promises, but we might have another ticket giveaway next week, so you should tune in.
All right. And next up, we have I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker. It's a quality song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. But still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast.
So like we said a little bit earlier, we have a couple guests with us today. We have three different trainees. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. So my name's Celia. Apologies for my voice today. I'm a little under the weather, as is a lot of Tufts campus.
Yep.
But yeah, this is my first time training at WFMO, so excited to learn.
Yeah, it's exciting. And how about you?
I'm Josh. I'm a freshman this year. This is my first time doing anything with radio, so I'm really excited.
Cool.
My name is Grace. I've been on WMFO before for the new music ensemble, but I'm super excited to be here today.
Cool. Yeah. Do you guys want to give us a little taste of like what kind of music you want to play on air?
Sure. So I'm just hoping to kind of do a mix of a lot of things. My preferences are like folk and alternative, but I'll also throw in some hip hop and rap and yeah, so I'm excited to start playing my own show.
That's awesome, yeah.
For me, I'm really into like alternative hip hop, so stuff like Brockhampton, Vince Staples, some Kendrick Lamar, different stuff like that.
All right.
I really want to introduce everyone to SZA, and I don't know what genre exactly she is, but she's awesome, and I hope everybody likes her.
That's great, yeah. Okay, so one weird question. If you had to go on a desert island, give me three artists, albums, whatever, that you would take with you on a CD.
I would say one of them would probably be Coldplay.
Okay.
Maybe Milo Xylo. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
That was a great album. I can't think of two others off the top of my head right
That's
now.
That's all good. Did you ever watch that video with like the little boy that went to the Coldplay concert and he starts crying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally cry every time I watch that video. Anyway.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. How about you? Do you have...
For me, definitely Panic at the Disco was pretty odd.
Okay.
I love that album.
Yeah.
Did you go through a pop punk phase?
Absolutely.
Okay,
Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, MCR, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That was like all of 10th grade for me.
Oh, completely.
Did you wear eyeliner?
I did not. I didn't end up dressing.
You didn't really do it.
No, I didn't do the whole thing.
Sadly. A little disappointed, but it's okay. That's really funny. Okay, so Panic at the Disco.
Yep. Probably Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by
yes,
Kanye West.
That is,
I love that album.
An incredible album.
We'll talk about that choice.
And then probably Saturation by Brockhampton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, so really quick. Why is Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy your favorite Kanye album?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just love the different instruments he uses throughout the whole album. And
fair.
All the different references as well. It's like
that
my
is
favorite.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good songs on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're college dropout fans ourselves, but.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. That album's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
We miss the old Kanye, but it's cool. But yeah, Grace, how about you?
I think I'd have to think about this a lot more to choose three albums exactly, but I think the Boom Booms would be one of them.
Okay.
They're like sunshiny, and I could still be really happy alone on this island.
And like it's practical.
Uh
huh. Nice, yeah.
What about you, Mimi?
That's such a hard question. I hate this. I would probably take like one of each like of the genres I really like. So I would take College
Wait,
Dropout.
I guess,
oh yeah.
Is one of them Les Mis?
Actually, no.
Oh really?
Yeah, okay. Surprisingly. Although I think I would be thoroughly entertained because
right.
There's so many songs in that. But I would probably take College Dropout. I'd probably take a John Mayer album. I don't know which one. And then I would probably take, you know, it's hard to tell my third one. It would probably be a jazz album, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Respectable.
Yeah. How about you?
It would be Rent, obviously.
Nice.
College Dropout. And then the third one's really a toss-up. Maybe I had this like one album of The Smiths that I listened to in my car every day, like driving to high school.
Oh, I think we talked about this.
Yeah, and it was like their greatest hits, and it's like
I have that one in my car too.
Such good memories, you know.
Such good memories. It's good, like even if like
although
I mean The
I
Smiths.
I think I'd like be pretty upset if I was like listening to like such depressing music on a desert island.
Yeah.
We won't think about the like real implications of our songs.
No, definitely not. That's great. Okay, so we have a couple minutes left. So we're going to finish off with Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. Kind of not a fall song, but she fell out the window and he came running out after her. So I feel like it kind of counts.
Explicitly against her team, but it's fine.
All right, here we go.
Bye.
that day you fell out of my window.
I sure do, you came jumping out after me.
Well, you fell off the concrete, nearly broke your ass, and you were bleeding all over the place, and I brushed you off the